is Maimon Har Sinai week, so there's anything we talk about is related and is connected. So what is there to talk about? We've discussed, I was trying to look at what we discussed last year, what we discussed this year, but there'll be more topics that we could discuss. I was going to discuss Aseret HaDibros. That came up seconds in the running. Maybe we'll do that on later in the week. But so I thought we could talk about a general Torah topic that has to do with Torah and mitzvos, and that's the important sugya. This has to do with really everything that we do in life, every day of our life. This comes up l'maisa. So we're going to have to come up with a lumdus and see what the mafarshim say relating to this important topic. We usually are familiar with the principle of osig b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Now we know that principle, right? Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Gemara Masechta Shabbos. You're involved in one mitzvah. Hashem, you don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. Hashem understands. You know, you're already involved in spiritual pursuits. I'm involved in. Thank you very much. I'm involved in the classic. I'm involved in Kriya Shema, right? That's what the Gemara talks about. I'm involved in whatever the Gemara talks about in Masechta Baba Kama. Okay. Pruta de Rav Yosef, thank you. If somebody is involved in Hashavas Aveda, they can be put there from giving staka at that time. Okay, different topics. But that's the sugya you have there in Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hey, that theoretically somebody would be put there from the mitzvah of Sukkah if they're involved in a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah p'turim in a Sukkah. The Tzon Rabbanan b'shivtecha b'vesecha, pral lo'osek b'mitzvah. You have to do mitzvahs when you're sitting in your house, when you're involved in your own. You want a chair or you like
no,
to stand?
Just
you
want,
okay, keep moving. That's fine. Maybe that's where shuckling really started. You know, somewhere up in northern Russia. You know, that they we give all the lumdis about Ava and Yura and Ava and Yura, but maybe it's really just cold. Okay.
What?
Right. There are, that's true. It's in the Ramah. That's a very, very good diak. Very good diak. Okay. Anyway, Osig B'mitzvah. But the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes tells us in source number 2 that it's not so simple, or it seems like it's not so simple, to apply the principle of Osig B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. Meaning, if somebody's learning Torah, do you say Osig B'mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah? I'm involved in learning Torah, so I don't have to daven, I don't have to shake a lulav, I don't have to... Well, we've never heard of that. That's the Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes. The Gemara says, "Ksiv yikarhim ipninim v'chol chafasecha lo yeshuba." But one pasuk says that the Torah is more precious than pearls, and all of your items won't compare to it. Hachetzi shemayim yeshuba, meaning your items won't compare to Torah, but items of spirituality would compare to it. "Ksiv v'chol chafasem lo yeshuba v'filu chetzi shemayim lo yeshuba even chetzi shemayim." So one pasuk gives off the impression, part of the pasuk gives off the impression that Torah is compared to other spiritual pursuits, and another one is that Torah is not compared, it's even higher. So the Gemara says, Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim, Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shel asos al yedei acherim. The difference is whether it's a mitzvah that can be done by others. Meaning, l'maisa, if I'm in the middle of learning Torah, and a mitzvah comes along that nobody else could do except for me, like shaking a lulav, somebody shakes a lulav, they can't do that for me. That's called a mitzvah shebegufo. I have to do it. So therefore, I have to stop learning to shake a lulav. But if there's a mitzvah that efshar lasos al yedei acherim, let's say there are 3 siblings at home, and one of them is learning, and the father needs a cup of water. So one of the children who are not learning should get the cup of water. If the father asks the one that's learning, okay, different story. But this is efshar lasos al yedei acherim, and therefore the Gemara says that if it can be done by someone else, so then you keep learning. If it can't be done by somebody else, you stop learning. Meaning, osig b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, you still stop what you're doing and you go to the mitzvah. Why? Says the Meiri on that Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes, because this is an exception to the rule. Exception to the rule. Osig b'mitzvah does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the Meiri Beferish, source number 4. Ava bisha amr osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah, ain Talmud Torah b'chal zeh. You don't say it by Talmud Torah. You don't say the principle of osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Ela misha osig b'torah v'ira mitzvah liyado. If you're learning Torah and a mitzvah comes along, if nobody else can take care of it, or it's a mitzvah that you have to do, then you have to stop learning. Im efshal osa mitzvah de'acherim, ain lo levata l'aleha. Right? Don't be involved. V'al teshiv any bittul Torah. Don't a bittul Torah. No. You stop. You're mevatel Torah. Because, says the Meiri, this is an exception to the rule. And he says it again on line 6. V'yav abisha osik b'mitzvah patam an mitzvah lo nomar kein b'talmud Torah. We do not say the principle of osik b'mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Hol v'ikar li'atiyas kiyim shar mitzvahs. Torah is all about doing the other mitzvahs. We'll get back to that a little bit later. But we're mevatel. If somebody else could do it, fine. But otherwise not. So far so good. Right? We don't apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patam an mitzvah if we're learning Torah. All other mitzvahs we do. What would be the svar for that? Why do we not apply osik b'mitzvah? No, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Right? You shouldn't be the opposite. Like, for sure. For sure if you're learning Torah. If you're doing any other mitzvah, you don't stop. So for sure Talmud Torah. So if you look in the Minchas Asher in source number 6, Rav Asher Weiss has two opposite suggestions. The second one is the one that he really favors. But he says the first one also. In Lamdus, when I'm learning, right now we're learning Torah together, how do we look at these minutes of learning Torah together? How many mitzvahs of Talmud Torah is it? Ubitchilo amarti bazeh, source 6, delo amru osik b'mitzvah, patam an mitzvah, elakasher osik b'maisah, nimshach, v'utzorach lafsiko levatlo lezman, k'dilakai mitzvah acheres. Upatar lasos kein. When do you say osik b'mitzvah, patam an mitzvah? If you're involved in a mitzvah, and conceptually, you have to stop that mitzvah, stop in the middle, and do another mitzvah. That you don't have to do. But maybe, says the Minchas Asher, by learning, maybe every second of learning is another mitzvah. So if I'll stop learning in the middle, it's not really in the middle. It's finishing the Torah that I've done, and I haven't yet started the Torah that I haven't learned yet. Because really, every second is a separate entity. If I'm involved in mitzvah bikur cholim, I'm doing it for an hour, so if I stop in the middle, I stopped in the middle of the mitzvah. But maybe by Talmud Torah, to call rega shal Talmud Torah, mitzvah hi bifnei atzma, ukim mevur b'shnos Eliyahu. I didn't give you the Shnos Eliyahu again, but we've had that in other shiurim. That's the Vilna Gaon. That's top five Shnos Eliyahus. Shnos Eliyahu is the gross commentary on Mishnayos. Aren't too many famous ones. Maybe if we really learned and know Torah that they're all famous. But I don't know too many. But this one, the Shnos Eliyahu, the beginning of Peah, on the Mishnah of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So that's a well-known gra, where the gra says, why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Because if you go do a mitzvah, you shake a lulav, you blow shofar, you biker cholim, it takes you a lot of time, but you do the mitzvah. Talmud Torah, every second is a mitzvah. Every millisecond is a mitzvah. If you learn Torah for 5 minutes, it's thousands of mitzvahs. So obviously, thousands of mitzvahs are better than one mitzvah. That's what the Gros says, Talmud Torah, and I get kulam. So says Rav Asher Weiss, according to that svara, maybe that's saying that really, osik b'mitzvah applies whenever you're going to have to stop in the middle of a mitzvah. But here, you're not stopping. You're not stopping, you're just not continuing to learn more. So maybe that's one svara. Imkein amrinan to adif l'kai mitzvahs, okay. But he doesn't like this approach. Because you're right, maybe not conceptually every second, but what? There's no tziruf. Right? When we're learning for 5 minutes, there's no connection between every second of that learning. Everyone is a separate entity. We're learning! You go to a shir for an hour, you learn for an hour, you have a chavrusa for 20 minutes. That's 20 minutes of learning. That's not thousands. Oh, I just learned I learned 1,000 times in the past 5 minutes. No, you learn once. What does it look like in Shemayim? So says the Rav Asher Weiss, to say that when I stop learning, I'm not stopping learning is hard to suggest. Depashit, line 10. Why not? The mafsik be'emso limudo, hari ka mafsik be'maisa mitzvah, it's the same thing. Even if you want to say lumdus-wise that every second of Lima Torah is mekayim mitzvah b'fnei atzma, mikomakom yesh hemshich, gam b'limu, there's still a hemshich, there's still a continuity. Dalo mitzuvahu b'vishinamtam, sheyutivir term mechudadim b'ficha, and we're not mafsik. V'amafsik limudo mevata l'shetef iyuno v'avanasa, and when we stop in the middle, you know, we break the ritzifus. We break the continuity. And there is bittul. So maybe it's exactly the opposite. And this is probably the pashtus. Maybe it's exactly the opposite svar. You turn the page. Why is it, again, what are we trying to figure out? Why is it that the principle of osik b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah? So why don't we just say, oh, because maybe every second is separate. No, maybe it's the opposite. There's never a second that there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So when are you going to do all the other mitzvahs? The Torah is a package. The Torah tells you to do a lot of things, including Talmud Torah. So, coincidentally, b'mikreh, if it just so happens that I'm doing mitzvah A and mitzvah B comes along, I don't have to stop. But when are you not going to be doing mitzvah? When are you not going to be doing Talmud Torah? Right? That's every second. The kiva de mitzvah Talmud Torah on the top line. Mitzvah t'midas hi. Ve'ein la shir v'sman mesuyam. There's no specific quantity. Ela mitzvasa b'chal eis u'b'chal shah. So what are you going to say? I'm learning, okay? I don't have to shake a lulav. Keep learning. I don't have to shake. Okay, and all of a sudden Rosh Hashanah comes, Sukkot comes. You just keep learning. Every second, they'll pass me my food, right? I won't stop, right? So EF shetitcha v'titras kol mitzvos. It's impossible. Hashem gave us a package. This week's parsha, Hashem gave us Aseres HaDibros. Right? And in Aseres HaDibros, I think it's the only time that Rashi on Chumash quotes Rav Saad Yigon. The end of next week's parsha, he quotes Rav Saad Yigon, that all the mitzvahs of 613 are somehow included in the Aseres HaDibros. There's really 10 categories, and Rashi doesn't quote how he does it, but he just quotes Rav Saad Yigon, Piresh, in his Azharos, that it's all included. So it's a package. We have 365, 248. The Haloramach mitzvahs asay nasal anakadosh baruch hu masai v'kaimam im yasuk b'torah masai, right? So how are you going to be b'kaim it v'chi yevada b'chol mitzvahs haTorah la'olam davar zeh yafshar v'alkein, and therefore it has to be mitzvah she t'midas k'talmud Torah eino b'teres as a mitzvah, a constant mitzvah like Talmud Torah that's every second of our life. You can't say. V'yein zedom ala matzav mikri. It's not like a one-time thing that it just so happened that these overlapped. Right, we might, to use Yevamos Lashonos, mitzvah sobakach. Right, it's, if something is, this is the inherent nature of it, so then you can't say that it's similar to other mitzvahs. And that is why, unless, again, we're not talking about the concept of toraso umnaso, which is something that applied to certain tanaim, not in the days of even the Amoraim already. What toraso umnaso is, they didn't do certain mitzvahs, but that's not normative practice. We assume that like the Meiri says, that if somebody's learning, they have to stop. If it's a mitzvah, she efshal aso sadei achirim, because of this svara. Because if you don't stop, then what? You're not going to do any of the mitzvahs? But Hashem wants you to do the mitzvahs. And it's a package, and that's clear. It's clear that Talmud Torah is one of the mitzvahs. It's not the only mitzvah, and that's this couple of svaras for the Meiri. The action in this sugya is trying to figure out the Rambam Shita. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis. That's the question. And not only what the Rambam says, but his language makes it even more difficult. It's not just the Rambam Shita is difficult, but it's even how he explains it seems to be beferish against the Gemara. What does the Rambam say? Ha'ish mitzuva per yivirivya avalo ha'isha. We'll have to have a shiur with Hashem a little bit later in the year about family issues and dating issues, which we did not have last year, but Hashem will have that. Ha'ish mitzuvah peri viru avalo isha. Amen mitzuvah peri revu, as we know from the Gemara in Yevamos. U'meim asai ha'ish nischayev mitzvah zu, b'ben shvasre. Is a 13-year-old chayev in peri revu? He's chayev in all the mitzvahs. Is he chayev in peri revu? The Rambam says no. No. V'kiva chavru esrim shanav alo nasa isha, ari hoze over, m'vatam mitzvah say. But by 20 years old, you're late. 13 is too early, 20 is too late. Somewhere in between, according to the Rambam. We're not talking about Lamaisa right now, but this is the Rambam. But then the Rambam is the following. V'imaya osek b'Torah. V'tarud ba. What if somebody is learning Torah now, and I'm tarud in Torah, and I can't focus on having a family right now? V'haya misyari milisa isha. I'm nervous to get married, to start going out, kedesh shel yitrach b'mizonos, I'm going to have to support the family, v'yavata min haTorah. Says the Rambam, so what do you have here? Talmud Torah, peruvu. What did the Rambam say? What did we learn in the Moed Katan? You don't say, oh, take me mesopotam, mesopotam, Talmud Torah. What did the Rambam say? Oh, yes, you do. Harei zeh mutar l'zacher. You could delay. Keep learning. push off having a family. Why? She'osik b'mitzvah, part time in a mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Kol shekein b'talmud Torah? What's he talking about? Right, we might have said that before we opened up these sources. Obviously, Talmud Torah, nothing like it. Kol shekein Talmud Torah. You should never stop anything from Talmud Torah. But didn't the Gemara say the opposite? Didn't the Gemara say the opposite in Moikatan? So we're going to have to try to figure something out that it wasn't the Gemara that says it Beferish. The Meiri said it Beferish. The Meiri said, and the Gemara means, Osik b'mitzvah, Pater b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. That's what it sounds like the Gemara said. But the Rambam must have a different understanding. But what does that mean? Right? If Osik b'mitzvah, Pater b'mitzvah doesn't apply to, applies to Talmud Torah in a Kol Shekein way, so then how do we understand the Shita of the Rambam in general? Right? You have to stop. If my father asked me to get him a drink, I don't get him a drink. Talmud Torah is Osik b'mitzvah, Pater b'mitzvah. To shake a lulav, I don't stop learning. Osik b'mitzvah. And it's fascinating that we know the Shulchan Aruch, Kedarka Bakodesh, quotes the Rambam. Even though the Beis Yosef writes, the Shulchan Aruch says he's usually going to go 2 out of 3, Rambam Rosh Riff, right? He's generally going to go 2 out of 3, but very often, even if the Rambam is alone, he's Meshuvad. And even if he'll spend a page and a half of the Beis Yosef talking about how he does not understand the Rambam, sometimes he'll just quote the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch after saying Sarachin in the Beis Yosef. Because that's his, not always, but that's the Shita. So here the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Ebenezer. But it's amazing. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this. Right? Miyu mosik wa Torah, wa Torah, but Mesirah, Melisa, Isha, Kadesh, Lichach, Mazono, Mutter, Lizacher. End of the sentence. Meaning what? He quotes the Rambam, but he doesn't quote that last line. As if to say, okay, I'll quote the Shita, but that Svara is challenging. So he leaves out that last line of the Rambam. So we miss the Pater Mitzvah, Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. Okay, but either way, so how do we understand the Rambam? How do we understand the Rambam? And that's really the focus of what we'll discuss, and through this we'll get an appreciation of the Sugya. 4 ideas, the fourth one will be the main one. But first, a couple of smaller ones. The Maram Shik was one of the star students of the Chassam Sofer. He learned with him only when he was a teenager, 14 to 20. And then he moved, and then he had his own Rabbanus. But the Maram Shik has the following suggestion. Says the... Even before... The Rambam himself in Hilchos Talmud Torah seems to quote the Gemara in Moikata in Source 9, which makes the problem even stronger. If somebody else can do the mitzvah, don't stop learning. Do the mitzvah. The Rambam himself says you have to stop learning and then go back to learning. So the Rambam paskins that way. So what does he mean in Hilchos Ishus? They could push off getting married because of Osik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. So says the Maram Shik, a chiddush, maybe it's a chiddush of Puruvu, not in Talmud Torah. Yalkein sarach lomar, de Puruvu mikri efshar lehiskayim. Puruvu is called efshar lehiskayim ideacher. What? How can you do that one to somebody else? Somebody else can get my father a drink. Somebody else could have kids. Isn't that a mitzvah shebegufo? Isn't that pruvu? That if there's any mitzvah that doesn't seem to be something of efshar de'acherim, it would probably be pruvu. But the Maram Shik seems to say he has a result-oriented approach to pruvu. It's about populating the world. So other people can populate the world. The Puruvu Mikri Efshar L'Skayim, the Ikar Atam L'Mali L'Yashiv Olam, because the Ikar is, you know, the results. This is a tremendous chiddush, because we assume maybe that's the mitzvah derabbanan of Lasheves. Lasheves Yitzara. Right, there's a mitzvah to have a boy and a girl, as we know, Beis Hillel, minimum, but every child that one has is fulfilling a mitzvah also. Well, Tohu Bara Lasheves Yitzara, Hashem populated the world to be populated. And therefore, it's every child is part of the mitzvah. So Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, maybe Lasheves Yitzara is result-oriented. Right? But the Purvu, So again, we're not going to do Rav Yosef Engel. You have there in there Nasvin Daraisa, where he talks about the difference between Lasheves Yitzara and Puravu. But that's the Chiddush of the Maharam Shik. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, has another answer. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Eben Ezer, that's where this whole sugi is discussed. Simon Aleph in Eben Ezer is Puravu. The Simon Aleph. The first line of Eben Ezer is, there's a mitzvah to get married in order to have children. Right, Simon Aleph is Puravu. Rabbi Willock likes to point that out, that first line, that you know, getting married means you're not only ready to be a husband, but you're ready to be a father. And we shouldn't think that there should be a break. You know, I'll be a husband for a couple of years, and then I'll decide. You know, halavai, Hashem should give us a bracha and a present, you know, soon after we become husbands to be fathers. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Miyu, mi shi yodea ba'atzmo, shim yisa isha lo yelo afsharz lo motorah. Somebody knows, he's quoting this halacha, that if he knows that he goes out now and he starts, gets married, he'll have to support his wife. He won't be able to learn. V'havei k'mitzvah she'ena overes. The mitzvah's Talmud Torah doche osa. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, not that Puravu is not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's a mitzvah sheyochol lasos al yachayrim. No, of course not. But it's not a mitzvah overes. It's not a mitzvah that if you don't do now, you won't be able to do in the future. If you don't shake a lulav today on Sukkos, you lose it. If I don't get my father a cup of water right now, who says he's going to want water next week? If it's a mitzvah overes, that's where we say you have to stop learning. Also, a mitzvah patur mitzvah does not apply to a mitzvah overes, but by a mitzvah she'ena overes, a mitzvah that I could do today, and I could do next week, and I could do next year. That's the pshat of the Rambam. That the reason that we would say in this situation that you keep learning is because it is a mitzvah she'ena overes. That's the suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Netziv is not so happy about that. They were brothers-in-law, right? We know my uncle, the Netziv. There was a famous sefer written by the Torah Tamima, who was the Aruch HaShulchan's son. My uncle, the Netziv, because they were brothers-in-law. I think that it was the second marriage of the Netziv, married the Aruch HaShulchan's sister. I don't remember the exact details, but something like that. But again, great gedolim of the end of the 1800s. The Aruch HaShulchan was the posik in Nevardik, and the Netziv obviously was in Volozhin. 1892 he was nifter, but the Netziv in the Meshev Davar, I don't think he quotes this Aruch HaShulchan by name, but he notes that this sounds nice, but it doesn't really fit into the language of the Rambam. Right, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. The reason that you keep learning is because of Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? Really? You keep learning because it's a mitzvah she'ena overes. Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah should not apply to Talmud Torah. Right, the Rambam says, kol shekein it applies to Talmud Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, just because this is a mitzvah she'ena overes. You could do this next week, so that's why you're allowed to continue. But says the Netziv, V'yishim alakvodo, da Rambam kivin l'mashikasa ba'ofan she'efshal l'kayim ha'mitzvah b'zman acher, o'ayde acher, lo kein yididi sovel, lashon ha'osik b'mitzvah, patam ha'mitzvah. The language doesn't sound that way. Elo she'patar afilu she'lo yasa mitzvah acheres l'gamre. Applying the principle of osik b'mitzvah sounds like, don't worry about the other mitzvah. Even if you never get to do it. Osik b'mitzvah, patam ha'mitzvah, don't worry about it. Doesn't sound like you'll do it in 2 years. Aval osik b'talmud Torah eino patam b'mitzvah el talmud Torah kodem im efshet shishti also osim mitzvah lacher zeh heich lamar rabino din zeh dozim mitzvah b'mitzvah. Doesn't sound that way, and therefore he says al keino deni navoch b'avonas de rabino. I'm still confused. Asher b'chol makom heima me'irin. The Rambam is always a light for us, and he's not. It's not light for me today, says the Netziv. So again, number one suggestion, maybe Puravu is a mitzvah she'efshal lasos al yedei acherim. That's Tzarachiyin. Number two, maybe it's about a mitzvah overes, mitzvah she'ena overes. Okay, number three. Third and fourth idea. Number three is from a couple of achronim. I gave it to you from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And maybe this is even meduyuk in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam is not talking about general mitzvahs. General mitzvahs, obviously. If I'm learning Torah and it's time to shake a lulav, I learn Torah, I stop, I shake a lulav, I come back to the learning. L'chora, obviously continuity is great. But shaking a lulav probably will not majorly impact the quality of learning I'm going to do. Maybe it'll take me a few minutes to get back into the sugya. But learning Torah before, and then I stop to shake a lulav, my learning will never be the same. Because I shook a lulav. Because I had Su'udas Purim. Because I did a mitzvah. No. Whenever you do a mitzvah, generally, you go to the mitzvah and you come back to the learning. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you know what the Rambam is talking about specifically? He's talking about getting married. Getting married, building a family, which is wonderful. It's an amazing thing. This afternoon I met with a chassan and kala, right? What if I do a wedding, meet with them, go over the whole process, start to finish, right? So it's amazing, it's beautiful. But it's not like one of those, oh, shake a lulav and come back and it's going to be the same as before. It's not going to be the same as before. So says the Shulchan Rav, that's what the Rambam is talking about. You stop learning. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. But what's going on here? It's a mitzvah that if I stop learning to do the mitzvah, my learning will never be the same. Shem Yisa Isha Tchila. I'm sorry, the previous line. This is pretty scary. Rav says you shouldn't get married until.
So what do you learn?
Lo Yisa Isha Acha Yomo Tchila. Torah Sheval Pe Kula. Shehein kol ha'alachos b'ta'amein b'derek etzara. Shehein pirish kol ta'ayeg mitzvahs. Just know all 613 with some commentary on each one. And Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. B'tzna'ein v'dikdukein v'dikdukei sofrim. V'acharkach yisi yisha v'yasok. Acharkach kefi apnai shalo. B'ien pilpo kol yam l'fi kocha. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Shem yisa yisha t'chila yirechayim b'tzavaro. Tiridas panasas ishtobanav. You're going to have literally, you're going to have an ol on your neck. V'lo yuchalasuk batorah karoi kol kach. Lomo v'lizkar kol ha'alachos b'tameyan. It's going to be much harder. It's going to be much harder. Okay, nobody should take out of here about when to get married. And all that. We'll talk about that in another year. But anyway, v'ikar torah shabal peh v'lachay nitches b'pnei limud zem mitzvah rabba shapiri v'rivya. Av shi gdola mikol ha-mitzvahs. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you know why here specifically? Because if we would do this mitzvah, and we think that this time in my life, there's a certain quality of Talmud Torah that could be achieved, that I will never be able to have that opportunity again. So that's what the Rambam says. Oseg b'mitzvah, patar b'na mitzvah. If the mitzvah that you're doing, usually Talmud Torah, you have to stop. But what if it's the Talmud Torah that I will never be able to achieve again? So that's different. And he said it's meduyik. So let's just read the same answer in Rav Asher Weiss in 15 also. V'zek kavanas ha-rambam. D'misha osek b'torah. V'tarud ba. U'misyare sha'al yedei nesiyas isha. Yevatel derach limudo v'tvekusa b'torah. Mutur lo l'hisacher. V'kavachomer mea osek b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. It's a kavachomer. What is it? What is the Rambam saying? Because usually you stop learning and you go back. But ve'ein zedome l'mashet tzorach levatal shah misuyemes shal Talmud Torah b'shvil kriyash ma mitzvah sheyesh l'asos ha'achirim. It's not like any other mitzvah that you stop momentarily. No. Because there you'll go back to the mitzvah. And he points out an amazing diyuk that others point out. Remember that Rambam in source number 9 that quoted this halacha? Rambam says, if you're learning and you have another mitzvah, what do? If it's a mitzvah that somebody else could do, keep learning, somebody else will do it. But if it's a mitzvah that nobody else could do, what did the Rambam say? Yaseh ha-mitzvah, diyachzor le-talmudo. Go to the mitzvah and then go back to learning. But what if you won't be able to go back to learning? What if you won't be able to have a yaseh le-talmudo? So then the rule doesn't apply. That's the Lashono ha-zahav shel Rambam. That's what the Chiddush that he's telling us. You only say, stop learning and go do the mitzvah if you're going to be able to return to the learning. But if you're not going to be able to return to the learning at that time, so then you don't. Okay? Another answer. Again, it does not seem to fit into the Pasha's Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam seems to say this is regular Osek B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. So before we come to the final answer, just a couple of other Rishonim which seem to be like the Rambam, kind of. Which helps us a little bit, but then we still have to give an explanation. Right? Some of you might be familiar with the Rashi. Right? That the Mishnah that we started off with in the first source about the Shluchei Mitzvah Paturim and Asukah. Who were Shluchei Mitzvah? People going, says Rashi, to learn Torah. Source 16. Holchei L'Bidvar Derech Mitzvah Gon L'Mot Torah. So all the Achronim find this Rashi fascinating and ironic. If you're actually learning Torah, then you have to stop learning and go do the mitzvah. But what is this Rashi telling us? If I'm on my way to go learn Torah, I could keep going. Shluchei mitzvah, p'turim in asukah. Because vosim mitzvah, p'turim in mitzvah. Why does that make sense? Actual learning is worse. If you're actually learning, stop. If you're on your way to learn, keep going. Don't worry about lulav and sukkah. Is that illogical? Seems like. But it seems like Osek B'mitzvah, something connected to Talmud Torah is Patam B'mitzvah. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah quotes a Mechilta, Osek B'Torah, Patam B'Tfilin. What does that mean? Try to get back to that. But also the Maharach Or Zaruah, similar to Rashi, this is the Or Zaruah's son, Reb Chaim Or Zaruah, in his own Shuvis, writes in Source 18, Ukefize Bachurim Haholchim Lilmod Torah, Piturim Mikala Mitzvahs, Kozman Shein B'Beis Rabbam. Bachurim in the years in Yeshiva are putter from a lot of mitzvahs that you wouldn't be putter from later in life. Why are they any worse? This is not halacha l'maisa. But why are they any worse than anyone else learning Torah? Bachurim Haholchim Lilmod Torah? So there's another idea which a number of Achronim suggest. I gave it to you here from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. It was a beautiful formulation of it. And that is maybe not like the Meiri. The Gemara never said Beferish that Osek B'Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. That's how the Meiri interpreted the Gemara. The Gemara just made the distinction of Efshar and E-Efshar La'asos Adei Acherim. If you're learning Torah, if somebody else could do it, keep learning. If nobody else could do it, then you have to stop. And the Meiri says, that means Osek B'Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Says Rav Lichtenstein, maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like the Meiri. Maybe Osek B'Mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. Osek B'Mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. If you're learning Torah, you don't start to do other mitzvahs. But the Chiddush is, your Torah has to be defined as appropriate learning Torah. Your Torah has to be defined in a certain way. What does that mean, a certain way? As it says in Pirkei Avos, Torah needs to be defined as Lilmod Amanas Lasos. My limud has to be defined as a limud that brings to doing. By definition, Lilmod Amanas Lasos. That is why Lamaisa, I'm saying this outside first, then we'll see it inside. Lamaisa, if I'm learning Torah and then Lulav comes along, I have to stop learning. Why? Not because Osek B'Mitzvah, Pater B'Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. But if I don't stop to shake a Lulav, that's a pagam in my learning. That would show that my learning is not Amanas Lasos. What are you learning for if you're not planning to do mitzvahs? Torah is about Amanas Lasos. It's not just about learning in a vacuum and there's nothing else. The Torah is a package. So the reason I have to stop if it's E'efshar Lasos Adei Achirim is not because that other mitzvah beats Talmud Torah. Because Osek B'Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Osek B'Mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. But it has to be Torah. And if it's not Lilmod Amanas Lasos, that's a pagam, that's a stain on the Torah itself. So you have to stop. Says Rav Aaron. She'ekronit din osek b'mitzvah padar nemitzvah nomar af b'yachas l'Talmud Torah. It's said about Talmud Torah. Ela she'kedei she'atorah hanomedes tiftar. In order for the Torah to pater, it has to have an ofi misuyam amanas lasos. Skip. Mikol makom ein erach zeh kaim el shadam lo mid b'toch shiva v'ratzon levatzeh ta mitvakeish. You have to want to do mitzvos. If I'm skipping mitzvos, then that's a begam in my Torah. So it's not oseik b'mitzvah in that point. That's where you have to stop. It's not potter mina mitzvah. So says Rav Lichtenstein, based on this, again, it's not what we would call a clash between two mitzvahs. You have Torah and you have lulav. It's an internal evaluation of how to define Torah and the Talmud Torah that we're doing. Our Torah in life has to be defined in a few ways. For this year, Amanas Lasos. It also has to be defined with Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. There's other, but our Talmud Torah for these purposes has to be defined in a certain way. So the Ma'arach HaZarua, Bachurim in Yeshiva have more flexibility. What does he mean? So again, we don't pask in this way, but what's the Svara? The Svara is that sometimes in life, we have to make an investment at certain stages of life, even though later on, it's not that's something that we're going to be doing. I've been often asked, you know, there are a lot of things when, not now, Baruch Hashem, now it's hopefully Kula Tam Batar. But let's say you go back to YU, you go back to Landers, go back to universities in England, wherever it is. There's learning, but there's also Kiruv Shabbaton opportunities. There's this, and that, and Ezra, and so many different values that are all great. How do you balance Torah and Kiruv and NCSY and all these different? So it's not a simple solution, but it could be that at certain stages of life, I was just telling my time when I taught in YU. Guys used to say, I want to get a job part-time. I'm like, if you don't need the money, don't get a job. You know, these years are for intake. Again, not that Chas V'Shalom we're against once in a while, but be a little selfish in these years. It's about you so you could be a better you so that later on you could give out more. So it doesn't mean, like, even if I love doing Kiruv and I love this, it doesn't mean that I have to do every opportunity. Because there are different times of life that we have to invest. So that's the pshat of the Ma'arach HaZarua. Not doing mitzvos in the bachurim that are in yeshiva doesn't mean it's lomo chalom anas lasos. It's just, this is the value right now. Later on, if I'm a bala boss and I don't shake a lulav, what am I doing? What kind of Torah is that? And the irony of Rashi, right? When you're learning Torah, you have to stop, or else it's not limon amanas lasos. But if you're not learning, you're just on your way to learning, then it wouldn't be a pagam, because I'm not actually learning it. It's not undermining my learning if I keep going. Shluchei mitzvah, holchei, holech lulma Torah. So this is the idea of Rav Aaron. It seems to even be a Yerushalmi in source number 20. Yerushalmi seems to say it. For less than the Rav Shimon Bechoy, Alomen Amnas Lasos, for lo Alomen Shalom Lasos, Shalom Bishalom Lasos, no Alomen Shalom Nivra. So it seems to be a Yerushalmi as well. But that's the pshat of the Rambam. Right? The Rambam's delay there. Right? Oseg B'mitzvah, it is Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. It does apply to Talmud Torah, not like the Meiri. So therefore, if there's a mitzvah like marriage, pushing off marriage for Talmud Torah, that's not undermining of the Torah. Connecting to the third approach, that you want to invest now because you won't be able to come back to it, but this is how our Torah has to be defined. And therefore, we stop to do mitzvos. We stop to give our father a cup of water. We stop not because those mitzvos override Talmud Torah, but because we need our Torah to be defined as a Torah that's not just about learning, but it's about living. It's about doing. Not just in terms of knowing how to do it. I need to learn Torah in order to know what to do. I need to learn about Lulav. This is deeper than that. I could be learning Zvachim, but I need to stop to shake a Lulav so that my Torah is defined as lomod almanas lasos. Again, there's other examples here also. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah that says maybe you have to stop for maisim and not for amiros, which also might connect to that. But again, this is the idea. So we discussed four ideas, really, in Oseg B'Mitzvah for the Rambam. Number one, we said the Maharav Shik said maybe it's a chiddush, maybe Puravu is Efshar Lasos Alei Acherim. Number two, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe getting married is not a mitzvah overes, and that's why you could be pushed off. But number three, we said from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we said you're allowed to delay sometimes if the Torah is not going to be the same. That's a crucial approach. And then the fourth and final approach was that sometimes we need Lomon Amanas Lasos. Lomon Amanas Lasos, the Torah that we do has to be defined as Lasos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to not just learn, but live. And that maybe is one, I'll just end with this, is one of the answers to the question on the Gemara Shavas Peches. I mean, we could talk about Gemaras about Maimon Har Sinai all night. And it would be great. You know, the Gemara about Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. We made a Tachmanachas, but I'll talk about the one about the angels. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, Shavas Peches, and the angels do not want Moshe to take the Torah. And they say, Mayilu Reisha Beinenu, what's this human doing here? And Hashem says, he's here to take the Torah. And the Malachim say, this human being is going to take the Torah, this Chemda Genuza, this great treasure that was here for so many generations, you're going to give it to them. So what does Hashem say? Moshe, you answer. What does Moshe say? What are you? They're going to burn me with the Hevel Shebefiyam. They're going to burn me up. What does Hashem say? Hold on to my Kisei HaKavod and then give them an answer. I always love that. It's like bass. You know, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and give them an answer. Whatever that means. So what happens? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does it say in your Torah, Hashem? Anochei Shem Lokecha Torah Zizicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Malachim, did you go out of Mitzrayim? Oh, sorry, no, we didn't. Kevani Zivicha Mesimecha. How are your parents? How are they? Oh. Lo Signov, Lo Sachmod. Right? Lo Sis Hashem Lokecha Lashav. You had a tough business deal this week. Sorry, oh. Okay, you're right. Take the Torah. End of Gemara. Right, so all the Balei Agada, Pe'echad, what was the Havamina? What were the Malachim thinking? But they didn't know. They knew it was the end of the Torah. That's why they wanted it. What didn't they know? And Moshe's, oh, you got us. You got us. So many answers given. Some say there are many levels the Torah could be understood on. Pshat, Rem, is Drash, and Sod. So they wanted to understand it on the Drash and the Sod level, but that the message was, you can't negate the Pshat, right? Yevamos, Eina Mikra Yosi B'Dei Pshuto, right? Except for one, Abachar Shetel. But again, that's the rule. But another answer, one of the Achronim give is you can't. That the Malachim wanted to learn Torah. They wanted to learn Torah. They said, leave it up here. And Moshe told them, you can't learn Torah without living Torah. That's a prerequisite. Learning and living go together. That's exactly our message. Lomon amanas lasos. Right, Torah has to be defined that way. Learning and living. And that's what we have to remember. These years in yeshiva are dedicated primarily to learning. But it has to be in a way that as we when we leave yeshiva, whenever that might be, it translates into living. The learning and the living go together. And throughout our lives, we have to be known as people that are going to look at us and say, that's a learner. But the learning has to be somebody who gives a Kiddush Hashem, who lives, who people are proud of, who people look at and recognize, right? Recognize the beauty. One of my favorite chazals, the Gemara in Yuma says, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, shehei shem shamayim mis'ahev al yadcha. Not just that you should love Hashem, but your life should be one that makes others love Hashem. Shehei shem shamayim mis'ahev al yadcha. And that's what we have to view our lives. And that's about this sugya. Lomon amanas lasos. Learn as much as we can, but make sure it translates into action. So the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah, Maimed Har Sinai, something that we have to remember. It's about mitzvot, it's about Torah, and it's about the relationship between them. Okay, we'll stop.